coming up on All Access.
I'll never forget you. Hope you never forget me. And I love you.
When I did get cut in 1994, I missed it tremendously. And I was telling myself then, if I ever get another opportunity to be in that situation again, it won't be easy for them to cut me again, that's for sure.
They've done a good job of becoming more explosive and that's showing up in the first two games.
Because of his lack of size, he knew that he was going to have to be perfect and be a technician in order to move up the ranks.
Yeah, I think we're just hungry. You know, guys are ready to get back out there on the field and play a game.
Patriots fans were stunned on Sunday when the Patriots lost their first home opener at Gillette Stadium. Welcome to Patriots All Access, everyone. I'm Steve Burton. After a disappointing defeat, the Patriots must regroup as they take on the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday night. We'll preview the rematch of last year's AFC Championship game, but first we'll relive the Arizona game with a look back at the sights and sounds.
The sights and sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the Patriots.
It's that time. It's that time, baby.
We got to ball out, make plays, and stay together.
Stop the run. Run the ball.
We got a big boy.
It is a handoff to Ridley again. Up the middle, finds running room inside the 25, falls forward all the way down. Wow, this kid is good.
Good job. We'll keep going at it. We'll keep going at it, all right?
I like the way we're playing. We got to balance it up with the inside run, okay?
Extra snap, back to throw. Steps up, going to run with it, and going to be hit and dropped, and the ball is on the ground, and the Patriots have recovered at their own 48-yard line. Tavon Wilson.
Let's go. We got enough to win. Let's get it.
We got to get it down there, and we got to get seven. We can't be satisfied with anything less.
Hey, just got to get one at a time now.
Offense going to score. We got to get them out there and get the ball back.
Brady, play action fake on first down. Fires up the field. Gronkowski has it at the 50 to the 48-yard line. Brady takes the snap, back to throw, the rush, fires, end zone, touchdown, Rob Gronkowski.
This is as gotta have it as it gets.
Somebody make a play, let's go.
The toss sweep comes to the near side to Williams. Oh man, he is classic. Oh. Ball on the ground. Patriots we have recovered.
Way to keep fighting, baby. Way to keep fighting.
6 seconds to go. Snap, ball down, kick up. Kick is on the way. Kick is no good. My goodness.
This conversation with Bill Belichick is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now to talk to the coach. Coach Belichick joins me now. And go back to this time last week. You know, Arizona's coming to town, and you sat here, you told me, hey, they won 8 games. It's a tough team, tough up front. Some people feel maybe you guys came out flat a little bit. Fair to say at all? Or, you know, maybe ignoring the noise a little bit?
Well, I don't think it was our best. It wasn't our best effort. And in the end, it just wasn't good enough. So we got to do better.
Offensively, you lose a guy like Aaron who does so much for your game plan. You know, centers around a lot of things that you like to do. You like to design. Is that tough losing a player like that regarding any position? You know, and then you got to adjust as the game goes on.
It's not anything that you want to happen, but unfortunately that's the reality of pro football, and ultimately it does happen somewhere along the line at some position during the season from game to game. So we all know we have to be ready to adjust. That's why when we go to the game, everybody's got to be ready to go, and you never know when those kind of situations are going to come up, when there's going to be an injury or The game plan's going to change because of something your opponent's doing. Things are going to be a little different than the way you practice them all week. So being able to adjust is a big part of it.
Deion Branch is back. I think we all know about what Deion brings to the table. Kellen Winslow, you signed. What kind of player is he, and can he have an impact, say, Sunday night when you take the field in Baltimore?
Well, we'll see. We'll take a look at the week of practice and see where he is, what he's able to do, and how he would fit in. That's a player that hasn't been in our system, in our program before. We haven't coached Kellen, so we'll see how it all comes together. I don't know.
All right, thanks, Coach. Coach will be back later in the show to talk about the Baltimore Ravens. But first, more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We'll check in on a wounded Patriots team.
At the end of the day, you know, Coach Belichick is the ultimate leader of this team, and he does an excellent job motivating guys.
We recap a Hall of Fame weekend for Troy Brown.
There's only 19 people that can say they're in the Patriots Hall of Fame, and I'm one of those 19.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of service to their clients. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Patriots, both past and present, were out in the community this week. First, in Rhode Island, it was the 8th annual Matt Light Celebrity Shootout. As always, his teammates were there to lend their support.
Matt, he has a great event. It's one of the events I enjoy the most to go to and always have a great time. There's great people here.
Fans cheer.
Also, Patriot players delivered books to a Boys and Girls Club in Waltham. It was all a part of the Patriots celebrating volunteerism and highlighting the importance of education.
It's just great being around kids and to have a chance to come out and have a positive impact on these young people's lives when there's so many negative things out there in today's society that tell them to do the wrong things. It's good to come out and try to get them to do the right type of thing.
Welcome back to All Access. It's a huge test for the Patriots coming up this week. Dan Roach checks in on the state of the team.
For the first time in the history of Gillette Stadium, the Patriots walked off the field after their home opener with a loss.
Aaron Hernandez on the ground. That is not good.
The Pats suffered another loss Sunday as tight end Aaron Hernandez went down with an ankle injury in the first quarter. The Pats went out this week and signed 29-year-old Kellen Winslow to help fill the spot.
You know, a situation arose where Aaron got hurt and we're kind of similar, so I thought I could come in here and help out.
The Pats also re-signed linebacker Nico Koutavidis, as well as wide receiver Deion Branch, whose locker was never cleaned out following his release just prior to the opener.
That was good to be here, you know what I'm saying? I love it here. It's where I want to be, so it's always good, man.
You know, there's just a lot of stability that, you know, he's that kind of player, dependable, consistent. So we'll see what kind of role he plays.
One storyline this week has been the Pats putting up only 18 points against Arizona, and with that, questions, such as, should the Pats pass more? Why isn't Wes Welker playing more? Well, number 12 has only one answer.
I think it's wins and losses. I think that's the only stat in the end that really matters. So whatever we need to do to win, that's what's important. It's not how many runs or how many, you know, who gets the passes or who gets the yards or, you know, it's a running back or... It's ultimately about scoring points.
He hooked it. No good. No good. He missed it. And the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl.
Meanwhile, the Patriots face a tough task Sunday night in Baltimore against the Ravens team that has won 11 straight at home in a game that the players and fans probably had circled on their calendars as soon as the 2012 schedule came out.
The atmosphere is going to be—it's going to be crazy. It's the atmosphere you like. It's the atmosphere you like going out to and playing in. So, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a tough game, definitely. I mean, they're competitive. They got big players. They got fast players, and we got to be ready.
Hard to believe that one of these two teams that just met in the AFC Championship this past January will be 1-2 following this game. Now, as for bouncing back from a loss, Well, since 2003, the Patriots are 27-3. As for the Ravens, they've won 13 straight. Sounds like the old irresistible force meeting the immovable object. From the CBS scene in Foxborough, for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, Roachie, thank you very much. Joining me now is Patriot linebacker Gerard Mayo, and I do want to talk about the mood of this football team right now coming off the loss you guys had last Sunday.
Yeah, I think we're just hungry. You know, guys are ready to get back out there on the field and play a game. So guys are ready to go to work and improve.
So nobody's down in that locker room. You put yesterday's loss behind you.
Yeah, I mean, after a win or a loss, you have to get over it fast in this league. And you have another game the next week that you have to prepare for. So, guys, I always tell guys, don't get too high and don't get too low. Just be ready to go to work.
Being a captain on this football team, is it your role, do you feel, to wake this team up when it needs a wake-up call?
Sometimes, at times.
And have you done that?
Yeah, I think I have at times. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, Coach Belichick is the ultimate leader of this team, and he does an excellent job motivating guys. So.
Mm-hmm. In week one, you guys shut down Chris Johnson. Last week, it was Larry Fitzgerald. Who do you think it will be this week, and Ray Rice, and can you do that?
You know, Ray Rice is a great player, but they have a lot of weapons on that offense, a lot of team speed. It'll take another group effort. It'll take 11 guys on each and every play.
Belichick won't have to say anything to you guys this week as far as getting you guys ready for this game. Because right. It seems like last week you didn't really believe that they were that good, that Arizona was that good. This week you know Baltimore right. is that good, right?
I think we knew that Arizona was good. You know, they just came out and executed better than we did. But at the end of the day, Baltimore is always a tough game. It's going to be a physical game. And if you like football, this will be a game to watch.
How do you stop Flacco?
Just try to get him off the spot. And like I said, it's going to take 11 people. It's going to take the pass rush. It's going to take good coverage and zones and man coverage. And it'll take 11 people to stop him.
What makes him such a dangerous quarterback? Because I mean, he can throw on the run? Because he can...
He can throw on the run. He can run the ball. He has a great arm. He can throw it deep. And like I said earlier, they have a lot of team speed, and they can take a chunk of yards out in a heartbeat.
Can you take the crowd out of the game right from the get-go?
Because that's what we want to do. Like I said earlier, it's going to be a hostile environment. It's going to be tough. The earlier you can get those guys out of it, the better.
And think about the mindset of the Baltimore Ravens, because you know they haven't forgot what happened a year ago in the AFC Championship.
Yeah. Oh, I know they're ready for us, but, you know, we're ready for them as well. You know, we know it's going to be a tough game. We know we're on the road. There'll probably be, you know, a handful of Patriot fans there, and hopefully we can make them happy.
All right, Gerard.
All right,
good luck to you.
Thank you.
Gerard Mayo, I guess we'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, Aaron Hernandez went down last week, which is a big loss for the Pats. So, got us thinking, is Aaron Hernandez the most indispensable player on the Pats offense?
Look, besides Tom Brady, the most indispensable player on this team is Aaron Hernandez, and it was proven. He goes out, and what do the Patriots have to do? Not only have to replace him with a tight end, they have to bring in another wide receiver just to replace this guy in the offense. He's so unique in what he does. He's the most indispensable.
We all know how great Tom Brady is, but in terms of freakish irreplaceability, there's one guy. It's Rob Gronkowski. What he means to the running game in terms of his blocking, pass protection in terms of his blocking, his taking up for what Nate Solder and Marcus Cannon and Sebastian Vollmer can't do, and obviously the plays down the field. When the Patriots needed plays, when they needed to get into the end zone in week two, what did they do? They went to Gronk.
All right, Andy, I agree with you on this one. I know Hernandez has become more of a focal point of the offense, but he's not essential for them to win. Remember, he missed two games in each of his first two seasons with the Pats, and the Pats' records while he missed those games, 3-1. All right, this is the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate. We'll see you next week.
For the most compelling Patriots talk in season, listen to Patriots Football Weekly in Progress every Tuesday through Thursday from noon to 2 p.m.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach rejoins me now, and we talk about the Baltimore Ravens. When the schedule comes out, you look at the way things ended for them last year. Fair to say that maybe they circled this game, and it's a tough game for them. They're coming off a loss. You're coming off a loss. This is a big one regarding the AFC.
Well, sure. The next game's the big game, and this is it. But you know, we've had a great rivalry with the Ravens. They're a great football team, a tremendous organization, and we know this will be a big challenge down there Sunday night. So no doubt about it. I'm sure that they'll be ready to go, and I'm sure we will too. So looking forward to it.
It seems like they're trying to change some of the things that they do offensively, and you watch them play. They're not the line them up and knock you in the teeth. Yet they can do that when they want to. They want to up-tempo some things. How's that going for them offensively? And you look at Flacco. Is he ready to take that next step operating in the speed mode?
Well, I think it's gone pretty well for them. They've made a lot of big plays. They lead the league in first down offense. They lead the league in big plays. So they've done a good job of getting the ball down the field, of creating explosive plays and scoring points. So I think that some of the things they've tried to do and the personnel they've added, their young tight ends, Jones, that they've done a good job of becoming more explosive, and that's showing up in the first two games.
Okay, defensively, I don't want to ask you about Ed Reed because we only got about 5 minutes. We'll be here 20 minutes when you talk about Ed Reed. But number 52, Ray Lewis, same thing for him. But what I want to ask you is he came into camp, it looks 20, 25 pounds lighter, said he doesn't want to come off the field on third down. Do you see any difference with Ray over the years that, you know, he looks lighter, he can cover now tight ends running down the seam in some nickel packages?
Well, I think the biggest thing for Ray or any player like that is just their experience and their anticipation. And what some guys lose in their overall speed or quickness or physical skills, they can make up for with experience and anticipation and recognition and just, you know, kind of getting a jump on things because of they know what or have a pretty good idea of what's going to happen. So I think that's definitely the case with Ray and Ed Reed and players like that.
All right, time now for our Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from at M. Worthley. A good question here. Wants to know about the mic. Why does the quarterback point out the mic? Why does he call the number? Does it set protection? Does it do something for the receivers? Why do quarterbacks point out the mic?
Well, just to clarify the assignments. And sometimes if the linebackers are all over to one side, then if you make the mic the true mic, like Ray Lewis, then you're trying to get everybody over to a spot where everybody doesn't have good blocking angles, and sometimes you need to change the mic. It might be make it the safety, you might make it the will linebacker, you might make it somebody else, and just change that position so now the assignments fit better for the play that you have called, and everybody can get to their man the way they're supposed to. So that's really what it is. It's really just an identification thing.
All right, good answer, Coach. If you want to ask Coach a question, you got to follow us on Twitter, @Patriots. Hashtag it, AskBB. You're going to be back later in the show with the Bellustrator. What are we going to take a look at? Little Ed Reed? You got an interception?
Yeah, we might have him in there. Yeah, and the Ravens have some explosive players, especially on the offensive side of the ball, Jones, Smith, of course, Ray Rice. So,
sure.
You know, they're always in there.
All right, good stuff, Coach. Coach will be back later. But first, more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We follow Ryan Wendell's path to the NFL.
In fact, the league that we were in, he is the only offensive lineman that was league MVP.
And Coach Belichick will illustrate why the Ravens are one of the league's best teams.
And this is the kind of things that Rice does, takes a 10-yard gain and turns it into 45.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette, the official shave of the New England Patriots. By Subway, the official training restaurant of the New England Patriots. And by Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the New England Patriots.
Back again for another year is our High School Coach of the Week Award, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. This week, we travel up Route 128 to Reading.